This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the class of the Aqeedah. Today, inshallah, we will talk about the second and the third pillar of the belief, which is belief in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We already discussed belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed belief in angels, and now we're moving to the belief in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many books did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down? How many books humanity received? Four. That's what we know. Maybe what was sent is more. So to ask in a better way, how many books of Allah are mentioned in the Quran? How many? Alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Four books. Quran, Zabur, Torah, and Al-Injil. These are the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. So we have four books. Is there any other books? Allah knows best. We don't know. That's what we know. How do we believe in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Suhuf Ibrahim. Suhuf, it's not a book. That's why it is called Suhuf. It could be added, but it is like scrolls. That's the Suhuf. Just like Musa. Maybe he was given a Torah and he was given something else. So it's not a book, unlike the Quran, unlike the Gospel. How do we believe in the books of Allah? To believe that these books originally are the words of Allah, originally. Because now you may be asked about the Gospel. Is this the word of Allah? The Bible, is it the word of Allah or not? Yes. So it is the word of Allah that Nuh alayhi salam committed adultery with his relatives. That's what's in the Bible. So you have to be accurate. When you say it's the word of Allah, you say the original gospel, the original Bible. But now what we have is changed. We believe in the original one, not in the one that is here now. Because again, that's the difference between Quran and these books. Allah did not promise to preserve other than the Quran. That's why these books are altered, changed, corrupt. While the Quran is preserved, there is nothing changed. Another article of the belief is that the Quran is dominating over all these books. You have to believe that. Now, can you read the Bible for guidance? You want to seek guidance? Why? It's corrupted, right? But doesn't it include some of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So you may get some guidance. You cannot say no. You may get some guidance, right? So can you read it for guidance?
Not complete guidance, but you can.
Even if there is some of the word of Allah, you cannot read it. Why? Whatever is there, we have it in the Quran. That's why Allah sent the Quran, confirming what the people of the scripture had in the Torah and the Gospel. So the Quran confirms what they had and it adds. So it is dominating. Actually, the Prophet ﷺ saw one time Umar radiallahu anhu when he was reading one of the papers from the Torah. And the Prophet ﷺ was very upset. And he reminded him that if Musa alayhi salam was alive, he should have followed him. All the guidance you need is in the Quran. So the Quran abrogated all other books. That's why if there is something in the Quran, we don't go to the Bible to verify it, but we do the opposite. If they say, we have this in the Gospel, we have this in the Torah, if the Quran mentioned it, then we believe in it. Not because they mentioned it, but because it is written in the Quran. So that's the belief in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it obliterated, it dominated all other books. What's the difference between the Quran and other books? We just mentioned that it is dominating and it abrogated all other books. We already discussed this little bit in the subject of tafsir. But again, we need to remind ourselves, what's so different about the Quran? It's preserved. What else? What are the qualities of the book of Allah that you have? Why would you tell the people that this is the word of Allah, not the Bible? Yes. Miraculous. Like? There are many miracles. And I asked you this in the exam. What else? That's still not enough. All this we mentioned already.
It is complete guidance.
Complete guidance. What do you mean by that? That's good.
I mean, it's guidance wasn't complete before the Quran.
What do you mean, guidance wasn't complete before the Quran?
He couldn't show people, or whatever was raised up.
Isa alayhi salam couldn't show people, so Isa alayhi salam did not deliver the message.
He delivered, but altered after
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already said that the other books are changed, but the Quran is preserved. You did not mention anything new. The Quran is full book of guidance. Is full book, we mean by that it's full guidance. We mean by that it tells you what to do in your life. It tells you what to do in your ibadah. It tells you how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not find this in the other books. In the Bible, does it tell you how do you sleep? What type of food should you eat? What types of transactions are permissible? What types of transactions are not permissible? Does it have detailed verdicts for the things? Does it or it does not? It doesn't. In the Quran we have it. What is unique about the Quran? It is always referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when it talks about the rulings, like when you stand up for prayer, wash your hands, feet, face, everything. At the end always you have وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. It's always talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike these books, where it's just like reading a story. Yes, there are stories in the Quran, but the Quran does not include only stories. The Quran has some historical incidents. Not very detailed, not in sequence. These are unique things about the Quran, unlike other books. So you need to know the qualities of the Quran. What makes it so different? How many languages was the Quran changed to from its original form?
I mean,
it stayed in Arabic. It was revealed in Arabic?
Yes.
Isn't this something amazing? What about the Torah? It was sent down in which language?
Arabic.
The Injil, the Gospel, it was sent down in which language? How many times it was changed? Even the English version of the Bible. What about the Quran? It's still the same. If you go to Pakistan, or to Saudi Arabia, or to Egypt, or to Europe, how many different Qurans you will have? How many different Qurans?
They use a little different style.
Do we have here 114 Surah, and then they have 110 or 112. It's the same. Everything is the same. These are huge differences between the Quran and other books. So I don't want to make it homework. You need to find at least 10 different things, 10 amazing things about the Quran that are not there in other books. Let's say we believed that this is the Quran. We believed that the original gospel was sent down to Isa alayhi salam. The original Torah was sent down to Musa. What we will get by that? Why do we believe in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we don't accidentally listen to those other books, right?
Hmm? What?
We don't accidentally listen to the rulings from those other books.
So we don't listen to the other books?
No,
that's not my question. My question, why do we believe in all of them? Do you have to believe in the Bible?
Yes.
Yes, you do, because it's mentioned in the Quran. You have to. You have to believe that Allah sent down a book to Isa alayhi salam. Otherwise, you don't believe in the Quran. What's the fruit? What I will get when I say the gospel was sent to Isa alayhi salam? The Torah was sent to Musa alayhi salam. The Quran was sent to Muhammad. What I will get? What's the fruit?
It will create a closeness between the two.
What do you mean closeness?
Between the Christians and the Muslims.
Well, this is one of the things. That's correct. You learn that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. The messengers, they conveyed the same message. Okay, this is good. What else? Yes, Shahada.
Ask yourself knowledge of the past.
Knowledge of the past. That's true. When you read in the Quran, you know knowledge of the past. But am I going to learn this by believing in other books? Now, when I tell you, you believe in the gospel and you tell me yes, what you will get by this? Yes, go ahead.
Zakir says, we see the mercy of Allah continuously revealing to mankind and making a final guidance.
Very good. Yes. We see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? It's the mercy. Imagine if they gave you a car. You have been waiting for a car and you were given the car, but you don't know how to turn it on. You don't know how to turn it off. There is no manual. What will happen to you? You don't know how to drive it. Allah commanded you to worship Him, but you don't know how. Well, it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sent down books with His messengers to show you how to worship Him. That's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? When you believe in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will attain happiness. In this life and in the hereafter, in this life, you'll be happy. You know what to do. Other people, they don't know what to do. They go to the priest, and according to what they tell them, they do. Then after 10 years, it changes. One time, they can drink alcohol. Another time, they cannot. One time, they cannot marry. Another time, they can marry. One time, homosexuality is shunned and it's forbidden. Another time, it is permissible. They are lost. But we have the book, we have the guidance. It will give us shortcut instead of going in loops, going in circles, we don't know what to do. You have the manual. You have the guidance. You will be happy in this life because you know what you're doing. And in the hereafter, you will be happy because you are responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? All these are fruits for believing in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Now, I will take you in a short journey through the Bible. And it is really important, since we live in the West, and there is a Christian majority here, this is just a glimpse through the Bible. A book of God could be revealed by God at one time, but another revelation was revealed after it. Or revealed by God, remained pure, and no other books came after it. Like what? The Quran. Or revealed by God, but changes made to it by humans. Like Bible. Or written by humans and labeled as Word of God. Like some copies of the Bible. Now, here is the Bible. It includes the Old Testament and the New Testament. 39 and 27. The Jews, they believe in only the Old Testament. Look how the Bible came to us now, and how many Bibles do we have? And look here, How many revisions and editions made to the Bible? King James Version, Revised Standard Version, New Revised Standard Version, Good News Bible, New International Version, New Jerusalem Bible, and New Living Bible. And they are all different, by the way. While, do we have this in the Quran? We have first revision, second revision. There is nothing like that. Look at the number of books. The Catholic Bible, 73. The Protestant Bible, 66 books. So what happened? What happened here? Do we have the Hanafi Quran, 110 surahs, and the Maliki Quran, 120 surahs? Because they try to tell you this, oh, we have the same differences. It's not the same. It's totally different. When you have difference of opinions from a scholar, and when you have different word of God, you say this is what God sent down, and once He sent down 66, and once He sent down 74 or 77. It's totally different.
These volumes?
What do you mean?
73 you mentioned.
No, like here. How many books? Here. These are the books. Okay? Bible is not written in Jesus' lifetime. This is difference. This is one of the differences. What about the Quran? The companions, they wrote it after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Every ayah was documented from the time of the Messenger ﷺ with two witnesses. It's totally different. Where? Yeah, here. Yeah, that's true. We still have, like, I don't know if you saw this or not. This is the handwritings of the companions with the seal of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the seal of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
His ring.
Yeah, his ring. We still have this. But even if we don't have it, that's not the evidence. The evidence is what we memorized. Multiply narrated. Could you give me the link of the Bible? The chain of narrators all the way to Isa alayhi salam. This is the earliest one. 70 years. That's the earliest one. And even this one is missing. Matthew's Gospel. Another thing. So we have the Gospel of Matthew, we have the Gospel of Mark, we have the Gospel of Luke, and we have the Gospel of John. And each one has gone through different stages. Again, take another look. See how many Gospels. And how many revisions, how many additions to the Bible? Now, who wrote the Bible? Originally, it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Isa alayhi salam gave it to the people. But did he verify every word was written? No. Even the disciples after him, did they write everything and it was verified that that's exactly what they took from Isa alayhi salam? No, we don't know who wrote the Bible. Early tradition ascribed this gospel to Matthew, but scholars nowadays almost all reject this view. So even the gospel that's attributed to Matthew is not trusted. And by the way, that's what I like about this thing. It's not what Muslims are saying. It is the non-Muslims, they themselves. But what do they tell you? It doesn't matter. Allah works His mysterious way. So that's what matters for them. The origin of this John's gospel is veiled in obscurity. Again, another thing. It was not written in the language of Isa alayhi salam. So you could imagine, I give you something and you translate it. The translation itself will lose the book lots of value. It will decrease its value. But this is not the only thing. It's only one thing. The New Testament was written in Greek. What Isa alayhi salam spoke was Aramaic. Until now, there are two villages in Syria. They speak the language of Isa alayhi salam. One village are Muslims and the other village are Christians. So this is another fact about the Bible. It's written in Greek. That's the oldest manuscript for the Bible. While Isa alayhi salam spoke the Aramaic. But again, they tell you, what's the big deal? It's still fine.